إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. قول الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد، باب قول الله تعالى: ألم تر إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا، وتمام الآيات: وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله وإلى الرسول رأيت المنافقين يصدون عنك صدودا، فكيف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون بالله إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا. Welcome all of you to this class. We're going to continue reading the explanation of these chapters of Kitab al-Tawheed from al-Mulakhas في شرح كتاب التوحيد لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. The Sheikh in this chapter he mentioned as a proof four ayats and one hadith, one narration of Abdullah ibn Amr, and two authors, one for Ash-Shabi and another. Inshallah ta'ala, we get to them as we read to you the explanation of our noble Shaykh. This is chapter 38 from Kitab al-Tawheed, seeking judgment from Taghut, those who have the book of Sheikh Saadi Rabba, maybe it's 39. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verses 60-62, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْآيَاتِ. Have you not seen those who claim to have believed in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what was revealed before you? They wish to refer legislation to Taghut, while they were commanded to reject it and disbelieve in it. And Shaitan wishes to lead them far astray. And when it is said to them, come to what Allah has revealed and to the Messenger, you see the hypocrites turning away from you in aversion. So how will it be when disaster strikes them because of what their hands have put forth? And then they come to you swearing by Allah, we intended nothing but good conduct and accommodation. الشيخ says مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. First of all, the Shaykh صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, he explained to us the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. قال حفظه الله: نبه المؤلف رحمه الله بهذا الباب على ما تضمنه التوحيد واستلزمه من تحكيم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في موارد النزاع, إذ هذا من مقتضى الشهادتين, فمن تلفظ بالشهادتين ثم عدل إلى تحكيم غير الرسول فقد كذب في شهادته. In this chapter, the author, Sheikh al-Islam, al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he wants to draw the Muslim attentions that adopting the creed of monotheism, being upon the Aqidat al-Tawheed, entails that people should refer their disputes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. They take their disputes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is turning the affairs to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the ulama, once again, they says in his life, to him in person, to go to him and talk to him and ask him. And after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his sunnah, to that which he has left for us. And this is a prerequisite to the two testifications of faith. When a person bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is a servant and a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, whoever utters the two testifications of faith, and then resorts to a judgment other than that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us. So this is a person, he has deficiencies, or actually is a person he has lied as related to those testifications. Because when a person believes in Allah and believes in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person should adhere to the commands of Allah and the commands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Should adhere to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. Should abide by the rulings and regulations of Islam. At-Taghut, the Shaykh mentioned some of the wordings here, explanation. قال At-Taghut هو كثير الطغيان والمراد به هنا كعب بن الأشرف اليهودي وهو يشمل كل من حكم بغير ما أنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى. He said Taghut, it generally refers to whoever is known to transgress a lot. من طغى طغيان Taghut. But the Shaykh says in this context here, it refers to Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf al-Yahudi, the Jew. However, it also applies to anyone who passes judgments which are not in compliance with the legislation revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see those people who are calling to this and democracy and judgment is for the people, and whatever the people agreed, or whatever the majority wants, they do it. No, these are people are servants of Allah, and they have to abide by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the people should do. Anybody should adhere to the law of Islam. But of course, Allahu musta'an, you find people. Many people come up with their own laws, waliyadu billah, and you find those who claim Islam, and they do the same thing. That's Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. المعنى الإجمالي للآيات, the general meaning of this verses for Surah An-Nisa, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أنكر على من يدعي الإيمان بما أنزل الله على رسوله وعلى الأنبياء قبله وهو مع ذلك يريد أن يتحاكم في فصل الخصومات إلى غير كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويحاكم إلى الطاغوت الذي أمر الله عباده المؤمنين أن يكفروا به. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reproaches and refutes anyone who claims to have iman and believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the prophets before Him. Now this is a person who believes in what Allah has revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to what Allah has revealed to the prophets before Him. And with that, he desires and seeks to take his disputes, seek judgments in other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as the believers, they are commanded to refer to the Book of Allah and to take their conflicts, their disputes, any arguments, to take it to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any dispute, whether it's between two individuals, between two parties, meaning two groups of the Muslims if they have a conflict, two countries, doesn't matter those persons are spouses or siblings, or partners, or neighbors, doesn't matter. Turn it to the Book of Allah. The judgment of that is in the Book of Allah, in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather, Allah here is addressing that person who they say they believe in Allah, in that which Allah revealed actually to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still, instead of taking their disputes to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they take it to a taghut that they were commanded to reject. Allah command His believing servants to reject it and to not take their affairs to it. ولكن لماذا الناس مع هذا كله يتحاكمون إلى الطاغوت؟ مع أن الله سبحانه وتعالى رحمة بعباده أمرهم أن يكفروا به. السبب قال الشيخ: لكن الشيطان يريد أن يضل هؤلاء المتحاكمين إلى الطاغوت عن سبيل الهدى والحق ويبعدهم عنه. تبدأ الشيطان seeks to turn these people away, meaning those people who take their affairs to a taghut instead of turning their disputes to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people, instead they take their affairs to taghut, and by that the shaitan turned them away from the path of guidance, turn them away from the truth, and keep them away from it. Sometimes people, subhanAllah, Muslims, they believe in Allah, believe in the Book of Allah, the Sunnah, and then when they have a dispute, some people straight go to a courthouse that do not rule and judge, nor judge by what Allah revealed. Man-made laws. Straight. Other people, they want to know what Islam says. So they come to an imam of a masjid, or they go to someone, or maybe themselves, they have the ability to call one of the mashayikh. And then sometimes you find the person, the answer that was given to, based on what Allah says in the Messenger of Allah, didn't sit well with them. That's not what they were looking for. Now we're going to take it to the judge, to the courthouse. And of course, Ikhwan, as our noble scholar, they mentioned to us, by the way, if you cannot get your right, because sometimes certain people, you bring them the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a matter, and some people, they go arrogant. They don't want to accept it. They says, yes, our mashayikh from the Shaykh Ubaid, he said, in this case, after trying to convince these people and advise them that they should and it's an obligation to accept the ruling of Allah, and it is from Tawheed. That's what the Tawheed. And they should repent and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they place themselves in a very dangerous spot by rejecting the ruling of Allah. It's different if they don't understand the ruling and they demand further explanation. Yeah. People are not on the same level. They want to know, they ask the Shaykh once again, would you please break it down for me because I didn't understand. And this, na'am, as for them, was looking for something. And then they find something else. Nah, they have to follow, subhanAllah, they have to follow the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the judgment of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, after trying to explain to a person, yeah, this is what's good for you. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's not what you wanted, but this is what Allah wants for you. So accept it. Be patient. If some people still don't want that, then if there is no other way to get your right except through the courthouse, they said, yes, you can do that. As long as you take from whatever they rule out, what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they give you something that is not yours, don't just say, okay, and the judge ruled it. No, those people, they ruled with what they know. You take only what Allah, what is permissible for you to take. Amen. قال وإذا دعي هؤلاء إلى التحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعرضوا إعراض استكبار وتمنع فماذا يكون حالهم وصانعهم إذا نزلت بهم المصائب واحتاجوا إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك ليدعو الله لهم ويحل مشاكلهم فجاءوه يعتذرون عما صدر منهم بأنهم لم يريدوا مخالفته في عدولهم إلى غيره وإنما أرادوا الإصلاح والتأليف بين الناس فيبدون هذه الأعراض الباطلة ليبرروا فعلهم حينما يفتضحون. The Sheikh mentioned that after he mentioned that the Shaitan seeks to lead them far astray from the path of guidance by beautifying for them these actions, because that's what the Shaitan do. Shaitan, he try his best to beautify falsehood for the people and make the truth look ugly for the people. That's what the shaitan do. So if these people are invited to accept the divine judgment represented in the Quran and the Sunnah, they arrogantly turn away in aversion. Out of arrogance, they turn away. However, these same people, when a time of distress, if they are in distress, they come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they are in a time of distress, they don't turn to those people. No, they come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making apologies for seeking judgment from source other than him, and begging him to invoke Allah for them and to solve their problems. Moreover, they swear by Allah that they intended nothing but good conduct and reconciliation among people. Thus, they resort to false excuses to justify their deeds when exposed. So when exposed, now they want to come up with excuses and this. And we should learn from this, take lessons, that nothing will help us and benefit us except to adhering to this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease and times of difficulty. Whenever the ruling comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should prepare ourselves. Not when we wait until the calamity strike. When the calamity strike, many of us, we are already busy with the calamity itself. Many people, they start acting upon anger, acting upon emotions, acting, some they just follow the flow, whatever people are doing, he's doing it. That's why knowledge is very important. Those who are learning and studying matters and benefiting, taking notes, not just being in a class or reading a book and finishing it. Now those who really, they they read with contemplation, with reflection. When they are in a class, they pay attention. They say, look, I'm here because I want to benefit. I want to get something because this is good for me. This is what's going to help me. So these are the people who, when faced with calamities, the first thing come to their mind is the like of these advices of our noble scholars. These ayahs. Now, I shouldn't do like these people. Yes, it's painful, but I have to do it Allah's way, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's painful. He wants to break on, like sometimes when two people have a conflict, before people, subhanAllah, their attitudes is amazing sometimes. You find two Muslims fighting, throwing stuff at each other. Somebody already in jail and somebody in hospital, they didn't die yet. And all of this because people, they like, look, man, I was angry and this and that. But they don't benefit from the knowledge. But the one who benefits from the knowledge, yes, he wants to do all that. He wants to fight. He wants to throw chairs too. But they don't do it. Why? They cowards? No. They don't do it because they're like, look, none of that's going to help me. All that stuff's going to come to what? All right, yelling, fighting, slamming doors. What's the end? What's the end result of this? Is it something that is for me or against me? Mm-hmm. See, that's how they think. So while somebody in front of them is yelling and cursing this, but that person is thinking he has another fight inside him, fighting his desires. His nerves telling him, go man, throw a punch too. But he's receiving punches, but he's not throwing none. The people think, no, he's this man. No, he has a fight. He's fighting the shaitan who's telling him, come on, knock him out. Are you a coward? You're stronger than him. You're bigger than him. He's fighting the real fight. The shaitan who tried to take him away from the path of guidance. You remember what the sheikh says? Shaitan who wants to take him away from the path of guidance and put him on a path of misguidance. Take him away from the haqq. And nothing helps but the truth, ya akhwan. Aina. And it doesn't matter what the people said about you, on this and that, inshallah, do what's pleasing to Allah. Likewise, sometimes we married, alhamdulillah, everyone wished, mashallah, and ask Allah that his marriage life be beautiful. And may Allah grant all of us, those who are married, and those who are yet to be married, inshallah, may Allah grant us serenity and tranquility and peace and joy and love and harmony in between each other. But sometimes, it's not always Monday, it's not always Friday, it's not always sunshine. A storm comes one day. One day you come home and she's on another page. Maybe she heard something, maybe she find a paper in one of your pockets when she was emptying them for the laundry, right? And maybe that paper, not even yours. You know? Brothers, they like, yeah. And now she demand explanation, but not all the people, they do it in the right way. I'm angry in this, you see? But you have to be the man and do it the right way. Do it the right way. It's like, okay, you're mad at me? All right, what is it? Sometimes even if you ask that question, it's like, oh, you act like you don't know. But you don't know. Really, you don't know. Right or wrong? You just coming from work and you're like, oh, you act like you don't know. You're Mr. Perfect. So sometimes some women, they really work on the nerve with their husbands. Now, if any sister listening, if your husband asks you, for example, you're mad at him because you find something in his pocket, or whatever, somebody give you a phone call, a sister tell you, look, I don't know, I was in Walmart, and I thought I saw your husband, stuff like this. Receive a text message. Huh? Sometimes people, they want to send text message to some people and send it to another. Is it right or wrong? Sister, she want to send her text message to this woman, she send it to somebody else and cause a big fitna. That's why you have to make the thabut. So the right way, if a woman, for example, find a paper, a woman name with a phone number, and it's written in pink color. All right? Now some women, as soon as they see sister so-and-so, pink color, phone number, that's it. They lose it. If they get there at 9 o'clock in the morning, from that until 6 p.m., that's all in her mind. Nothing else. She didn't cook. She didn't take care of the kids. Nothing. She's crying. She's throwing up. She has a fit. She can wait until her husband. Some of them, they even go to the job. Yeah. It shouldn't be like that. Send a text message. I find this. What is this? Oh, no. If your husband is I don't know who he is, mechanic, electrician, carpenter, whatever the case, or he may be an imam of the masjid, a da'i, or maybe that's, he receives phones, calls people. How are you going to deal with the people? Maybe somebody gave you, said, Akhi, wallahi, look, my mother, my sister, my stepdaughter here, she needs some work, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Oh, what people need to do to ask, you know, and willing to accept the answer. Some people, they ask, but they want one answer. No, they want the right answer. So, subhanAllah, it's very important. We learn so much, ikhwan. Tawheed is very important. Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Whatever, because if we're strong, and may Allah make us strong in Tawheed. Because you always take the side of the haqq, of the truth. Doesn't matter what people are saying around you. Doesn't matter what people are doing. You always look at clear people in darkness, man. They rubbing their heads, knocking one another, getting into danger. But you walking like nothing in front of you. Why? Because of Tawheed. Look now for this example. People, demonstrations, we're going to change. Did they change anything? They make it worse for themselves. But Ahlul Tawheed, they tell them, Ya Akhwan, take it easy. Walk on the path of Allah. Don't try to find another route, there ain't no shortcuts in this one. There's only one path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon His religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from being misguided. Amen. And to protect us from the tricks of the shaitan. Amen. Shaitan is serious, man. Mm-hmm. He's serious. And we have to be serious as well in hating him and rejecting his invitation, because the shaitan, that's all he do. He presents invitations. He has no power over the believers unless we give in into his plots and his... We should deny all those things by asking, look, what Allah says about this? Some people are a'udhu billah. In a time you tell them what Allah says, said, come on, akhi. Just come on, man. You see? Mm-hmm. You tell them, let's say what Allah says with the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said, akhi, this is serious, man. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Because they're not thinking. At that moment, they mad, they angry. Or maybe they're crazy, who knows? Because they tell them, let's see what Allah says. They're like, akhi, this is serious, man. You think we're joking here? Now you have to correct these people. Tell them, ya akhi, subhanAllah, taqillah. This is a dangerous statement you're talking about. And I hope you're just ignorant or you're angry and you don't know what you're talking about. Go take some time out, man. Go lay down or whatever. But you have to think of what you're saying, man. I'm telling you, let's see what Allah says, and you tell me it's not a joke? A'udhu billah. But sometimes people, they don't think what they say. Why? Because they just want what they want. You know, they're just looking for what they want. But the believer, mashallah, if he is not the first one who says, let's see what Allah says about this in his book, in the sunnah, of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but if he is called to this, he should be happy. And should thank that person. Jazakallah. That's why you're my friend. That's why I took you as a partner. That's why I love you for the sake of Allah. Because you always remind me of Tawheed. You know? Aynam. And may Allah make our relationship as such for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. between our spouses, our children, our friends, and our brothers whom we love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us
Amen.
From the tricks and the plots of the shayateen. ما يستفاد من الآيات benefits from this verses. Number one, Sheikh mentioned seven of them. وجوب التحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والرضا بذلك والتسليم له. وجوب التحاكم. Now I want you, somebody to translate this one, okay? وجوب التحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والرضا بذلك والتسليم له. وجوب التحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والرضا بذلك والتسليم له. أولا لماذا قال التسليم ولم يقل التسليم؟ مضاف لماذا؟ معطوف إيه؟ معطوف على التحاكم. التحاكم هو المضاف إلى الوجوب، أما هذا معطوف. أحسن زغلر. طيب who try? What did you get? What words? Abdullah, I heard I seen you like trying hard. What? نعم يحيى.
It's
obligatory. To what? أحسنت. To judge by. Yes, that's very good. You did good. It is obligatory to take your affairs or disputes to be judged by the Book of Allah. That's good. Actually, that's excellent. Or almost excellent. But from him is excellent, alhamdulillah. But that's why he says, let somebody else help me. I help you. Alright? Inshallah. So he says, it is obligatory to seek judgment from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, it is obligatory to accept the judgments, to be pleased, not just accept it, but to be pleased, ar-rida. Not only to accept it, but to be pleased with that. And, right, and to accept the judgments with full submission. With full submission. Because we have, this is what Tawheed is about. You know, you're upon Tawheed, you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His judgments. You don't like think, oh, it gotta be another way. What another way? Ain't nothing better than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be another way? There's no other way. This is it. But that's the muwahid. That the person upon Tawheed, he always tell himself, look, there is nothing better than the Book of Allah. Inna asdaq al-hadith, kitabullah, wa khair al-hadi, hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when are you going to go to another book? Go to Oprah's advice on a matter? Montel or I don't know what? Doctor who? No. This is Allah. This is what Allah says. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And you accept it. There is khair in it. You just don't see it. It is good. You just don't see it. It is good for you. Because Allah always legislates what's good for you. Allah has legislated for us. Alhamdulillah, these rules and regulations that are good for us. But sometimes we don't know. Maybe a lot of times we don't know what's good for us. Shaitan, because Shaitan beautify the evil and make it look good, and you think that's what's good. But if you turn it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Number two, أن من تحاكم إلى غير الشريعة الإسلامية فليس بمؤمن وليس بمصلح وإن ادعى أنه يقصد الإصلاح. That whoever seeks judgments from a law other than the Islamic Sharia is not a believer. Moreover, such a person is not a reformer, even if he claims to be so. Some people, they want to reform, they want to bring good to the people. Look, those who call it democracy, in the Muslim lands, how are we going to do it this way? Look how this law works in Japan. Yeah, right. Is it working for them? They're on a path of destruction. How is it working for them? They don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important, ikhwan. Number three, أن من حكم بغير ما أنزل الله فهو طاغوت ومن تحاكم إلى غير ما أنزل الله فهو متحاكم إلى الطاغوت وإن سماه بأي اسم. Whoever give judgment other or contrary to that revealed by Allah, then is a taghut. That person is a taghut, wal'iyadu billah. And whoever seeks a judgment of that type is seeking a judgment from a taghut also. Whether he may call it, it doesn't matter what they may call him, but is a taghut, wal'iyadu billah. So in any matter, we are obliged to turn our affairs to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be patient with what Allah has ruled subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is good in it. Patient, akhi. It's not about this life. Allah wants good for you by testing you, by taking something from you at that moment. Look at the stories in the Quran, subhanAllah. One story of Yusuf alayhi salam. You think, a father really wants to lose his son? See, may Allah protect us and our children.
Ameen.
If you lose your child couple of days, can you imagine? Your child, can you go to sleep? Can you really eat like before? How would you do so? You don't even know where your son is. Where he at? What's going on? What's happening? Why Yusuf alayhi salam? He's been away for years. Look at the sabr of the Anbiya. So it's not just like you lose your job or somebody says something about you and you want to do it your way now. No, it's not your way, man. You got to always do it the way, the right way. Adhering to this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be patient, say khairan, la'alla fi khair, inshallah. Fi khair. Even people may make fun of you. People come at you and say, you're going to leave him have it? This is not right. Sadaqi, yes, it's right with me. Because this is what Allah, I asked. I explained the matter honestly. I've been truthful and I explained the matter to the ulama. This is what they says, قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You gotta be patient. Once again, we give the example of what's going on in so many Muslim countries. They didn't want what Allah ruled. When the ulama, they tell them, look, yes, this ruler of yours is tyrant, yes, he is oppressor, yes, but this is what Allah says. This is what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, how to deal with him. You see? They don't want that. They don't want to be patient. And look what happened. Allah punished them in this life, wal'iyadu billah. Punishment. Number four, wujub al-kufri bil-taghut. It is an obligation to reject and deny and disbelieve in the taghut. خامسا التحذير من كيد الشيطان وصده الإنسان عن الحق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against the plots of the shaitan and his evil, and that the main goal of the shaitan is to turn the people away from the truth. Shaitan turns the people away from the haqq. سادسا أن من دعي إلى التحاكم إلى ما أنزل الله وجب عليه الإجابة والقبول. وجب عليه الإجابة والقبول، فإن أعرض فهو منافق والعياذ بالله. الشيخ says, whoever is invited to seek judgment from what Allah has revealed must comply. You're a Muslim, man. That's what makes you a Muslim. Must comply and accept the judgment of Allah. Otherwise, he is a hypocrite. These are the actions of hypocrites. They're the ones that reject what Allah says, what the Messenger of Allah says, and they do what they want to do. But you're a believer, Muslim, yet Salafi. What that mean? It means that you accept the judgments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah says, the Messenger of Allah says, say Sami'na wa ata'na. Naam, alhamdulillah. Say no word. Even if people said, come on man, we're behind you. He said, you can't. Yarhamukallah. Go with it, man. We're behind you. We're all behind you, man. Behind me, yes, you're right, you're behind. I'm trying to go forward and you're behind. No, you ain't gonna help me, man. Just go home. You know. Go review the chapter of Tawheed. Tell these people who try to take you away from adhering to the rule of Allah. Tell them, man, you got issues, man. They're like, we have issues, we wanna help you. Something wrong with you. Alright, so something wrong with me because I wanna adhere to the deen of Allah. You see? Teach them. Tawheed. They'll find nothing wrong. This is what the way we're supposed to do it. سابعا أن دعوة قصد الإصلاح ليست بعذر في الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله. The claim that applying laws other than those revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intended for reformation is an absurd excuse. Some people, they do this, all these things. No, we want to bring reform to the community, to the society. Said, okay, you want to reform, but your way? Now, we Muslims, we have the deen of Allah. Everything we need to rectify ourselves as individuals, to rectify our families, our societies, in any level, political or an economy or social or whatever, yeah, we have Islam. We see what Allah commands and what the Prophet ﷺ left for us, and we do it that way. Now you find the people that using, you know, other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judged, they say, no, we know it's not from Islam, but that's what they say, but they just doing it because this is how it's going to work. This is how it's going to work. Once again, you see, these are, whether they are ignorant people who don't know, as the ulama they mentioned, or they are really people who are between the ranks of the Muslims and try to take them away from their religion. How can a person really call the Muslims to something that contrary to what Allah has revealed and still believe that some good come from it? How? Yeah, subhanAllah. It's like you're trying to go south and somebody giving you direction. They're all nothing but north. Nothing but north. All the highways taking you north. You're trying to go south, right? Like for example, from Atlanta, you want to go to Orlando. This is south. But people tell you, all right, take 75 north for 150 miles and then get on 95 north for 200 miles. You're going north. And you're like, wait a minute, it's supposed to go south. Don't worry, it's going to work, Don't worry about it. Just take it, akhi. We know what we're doing. So people, I know, I'm sure at that moment you're like, you know what, something is wrong with your directions, man. No, it worked. I was like, it ain't working for me. What about Yahwan, Muslims? They are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to adhere to what He has legislated for them, and they're still going to listen to somebody else. And that's what's happening in those Muslim countries. Instead to adhere to the advice and comply with, actually to follow the advice of the noble scholars who wants good for the people, because their fatawa is taken from these, from the book of Allah, from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. But the people, they hasty, they just want everything yesterday. You know, they don't want to wait to see, you know, the fruits. Everybody, they just want to like, they want their ruler, they just want their ruler to be removed in 10 seconds. And they give another 10 seconds for another super, I don't know, who ruler they're looking for. And they go to sleep, they get up, and everybody has $1 million in his pocket and a nice car, a nice house. They think that's how it's going to happen. They don't know that, look, changes take time. And they have to change themselves first. Huh? Criticizing the ruler, but what about them? Na'am, they don't. They want everything like this. No, they got to be patient. Apply what Allah ruled. Some people, they're like, wow, we apply that. It didn't work. That's another big mistake. Now you apply it, and that's all you have to do. The result going to come today or tomorrow. You will die and never see it. No, you might die and never see no change. The change will come when Allah wants it to come. You see? And Allah is the all-wise. We're talking about Tawheed. You know Allah is Al-Hakim. He does everything for a reason, and there is a wisdom behind it. But people are hasty. As long as you do what's pleasing to Allah, if you see anything in your life, alhamdulillah, if you don't see it, you can have better in the hereafter. You have better in the hereafter. And that's how we benefit from the Tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us firmness upon Tawheed. Amen. And to give us the understanding, the correct understanding of His book and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will continue next week, inshallah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا.